Welcome to Doom Scroll. I am Lisa Curry.
Hey, and I'm Matt Sheffield. And today, Lisa is in a hotel.
I'm in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I officiated a wedding here yesterday, April Fool's Day, and it was so fun. The bride came down the aisle dressed as a piece of pizza. You guys can, anyone listening, you'll be able to see on my Instagram. So check that out at Olympia and Lisa Curry. It was so funny. It really took a lot for me to pull myself together because I was laughing so much. And it was great. Everybody was so fun.
In your capacity as a licensed minister.
Yeah. So if somebody's looking for an officiant, that's something you can pay me to do. And I wrote the whole officiant speech and wrote a bunch of jokes in there for them. And yeah, they loved it. So I feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sounds like a fun time. And I guess I have to wonder, though, is if it's a wedding on April Fool's Day, does that mean you can take your vows back?
I mean, maybe.
Well, anyway, well, yeah, as usual, since we did our last show, there's always a lot of shit that happened. And it's another episode of the real court trials of Donald Trump and continuing. And I have to say my favorite one is the Stormy Daniels trial because it's just so absurd. And it really does hit on his hypocrisy and especially with his base. Anyway, but the judge, as per usual, since the case actually is starting, and this is a criminal case, it's going to start on April 15th, at least unless he can delay it somehow in desperation. But he keeps going after the judge and various people in there. And he went after the daughter of the judge, Juan Merchant, or Merchan. And basically, he took some Twitter post from the conspiracy nut job, Laura Loomer, and basically claimed that the daughter of the judge had posted a mean picture on the internet. And so therefore, the judge needs to be removed from the case. It was lying. It wasn't true. She didn't do it.
Well, first of all, I think, sadly, both sides, almost no one is fact-checking shit they're reposting if it feels like an exciting story or salacious or whatever. But it's also the same week that he posted a photo, like a photoshopped photo of Joe Biden bound and gagged. So it's like,
yeah. Oh, good point. Yeah.
What are you even talking about, guy?
You're against things like that now.
I just think, look, you, regardless of who's, first of all, for a former president to act like that is wild. Wild. But although it's not wild when it comes to Trump, but regardless of who's in office, I do think it's a no-no to post threatening things about the sitting president. You simply do not. But the fucked up thing is the FBI isn't going to search Trump's house like they did to Kathy Griffin when he was in office. They're not going to, I mean, I assume they searched her house. I think that that's what they did. So I might be misspeaking here.
At the very least, they certainly interviewed her and talked to her.
Yeah, at the very least. And he literally was leading a movement to hang Mike Pence. And still, they're like, I mean, what can you do? The guy's got stuff to say. Our hands are tied. I am, every day, I learn more.
Yeah.
Every day I'm more radicalized over how the rich and powerful suffer no consequences for much, much bigger infractions than poor people. Like someone stealing a Snickers bar from a gas station is going to get in much more trouble than a former president openly threatening the sitting president.
and a guy, let's say on the courthouse steps, somebody on a trial says to his friend, that judge is a real asshole. Hmm. Like they could face trouble just for that offhanded comment on the steps of it. And much less posting on social media that this person needs to be fired and is corrupt and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like this is it's just yet another example of the idea that every accusation is a confession for these guys. Everything mm-hmm. is, because when they talk about a two-tiered system of justice, that's like one of their favorite talking points. They can't talk for 5 minutes without using that phrase. And they're right. There is one, but they're the ones that benefit from it. Donald Trump has been, because of his money and now because of his political connections, has gotten away with shit that people would have been in jail for. In any normal person, like Trump University just by itself, he should have gotten like 10, 15 years in jail for that. But
absolutely. I mean, but which reminds me, I need to start my own university. So thank you for that.
Curry College. There you go.
It's I dropped out of college, so actually I could use my own university. I'll be using my own.
Oh, nice. And speaking of Trump crimes in progress, we have his Truth Social company, which is now a public corporation that merged with this special purpose acquisition company. And now it's on the NASDAQ stock exchange as DJT. Well, the stock for it has been nosediving after they were forced to disclose to the public that they lost $58 million last year and had $4 million in revenue. And who would have thought that a company that has almost no revenue and has been losing money and users for years, who would have thought that that's not a good business? I don't know.
I'm stunned. It's also funny because they wanted to move over there where they can say anything, which is one thing that's funny. So I hate that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, because I used to have a lot of fun on Twitter and now I'm just not on there anymore. I'll retweet something every once in a while or fire off some crazy idea I come up with when I'm stoned out of my face. But since he's taken over, there's those community notes now where, like, if somebody posts something that's bullshit, it'll immediately be amended underneath there and say, actually, this isn't true. And I love that, because I don't remember that before. But also, it's funny that Trump started a new website so that they could say whatever inflammatory stuff. But the people that went over there were all scum. And so it's just an echo chamber. They're not having, I can't imagine they're having any fun over there, because they don't have any progressives to make fun of. Like, that was their whole thing.
Or to argue with,
Or just going on like progressive, a big thing they love to do, the right loves to do, is go on the progressive women's accounts and whatever you post, fuck you, bitch, I'm gonna kill you. Like, the number of friends,
you're
of
ugly,
mine, myself, the number of friends of mine, including myself, that have gotten a barrage of death threats from these people just for being a woman that's alive and that his internet access is. Anyway, so now who are they going after?
And that's the thing, like, they've lost users as well. And I mean, it's just so stupid. But I have to say, like, when I used to work in conservative media, like, there was a thing in there. This was my job at one point, was to run the email list for the Washington Times newspaper. And they had things in there, like, where they would sell their email, like, rent it out to advertiser. And the advertisers that they had were so fucking grifty, just totally scammy. Like, there was one that I remember, they were like, Ronald Reagan's secret cure for cancer. And if you buy our subscription to our health newsletter, quote unquote, we'll tell you what it was. And, you know, there was another.
Not to be confused with Reagan's secret cure for AIDS, which was just to simply ignore it.
Yeah, basically. Well, no, and like, and but anyway, but like, they just prey on their subscribers and their advertisers and or their you know, customers. And like, that's what this Truth Social thing is. Like, this is the one weird trick. You remember those ads you used to see in the, like, mid-2000s? You remember those? The one weird trick to do X.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
They were, like, universal, but it was a while ago. And those were actually run by Newsmax primarily. Yes.
I did not realize.
And, like, that's the kind of shit that right-wing advertisements are filled with. And, like, basically, this Truth Social is just, the like, an upscaled crypto enhanced version of this scam. And it's, I mean, it is incredible how he's pulled this off. And it absolutely, this shit needs to be illegal. Like, and it, but you know, it shows the limits of our justice system that he pulled this off, and so many of these morons have fallen for it. And I don't know.
And of course they have. And of course they have.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah, anyway, but
they love to be scammed. They're doing like the financial equivalent of stepping on a rake over and over again.
And I think you're actually right that they do actually like being scammed, because in a certain sense they're like, well, see, I didn't detect it. So, okay, caveat emptor, buyer beware. That's everything in the world. That's like, you can just have a nice existence with people who are nice to you.
Yeah.
that is possible. You can have friends and family who actually like you and are kind to you. but yeah, they really don't see that. The MAGA people that I know, that really is how they really think, including their own family. It is so fucked up. Like, it's a completely psychosis.
I have to say, my mom's side of the family they're MAGA. And well, some of them are MAGA, and the rest of them are just conservatives and just bigoted, sexist maniacs, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, the whole, you name it. And that's them. And one of my aunts, who is still a Trump supporter now, when my grandma was at the end of her life, I talked to my grandma all the time on the phone. And when my grandma was at the end of her life, my aunt was over at her house, and I called my grandma and I'm talking to her, and my aunt grabbed the phone from my grandma and goes, "So why are you a Democrat?" And I'm like, "What? Why are you taking the phone away from my grandma, who doesn't have too much time left to live, to try to start an argument with me? I don't care. I'm like, I'm not going to change you. I'm just hoping you'll be dead sooner than later, so we don't have to worry about your vote anymore, and I don't get harassed by you anymore." It's like, why is this happening? It's not like, I think that there's this kind of idea that progressives go home for Christmas and start fights. I'm like, no. I don't see it's a fucking word opposite about politics. And, yeah, and they're like, you really want to live in California? It's like, what? Yes, I'm having a lot of fun. My life is objectively better than yours in every category. I don't.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, like the perception is all wrong. But they're the ones who can't shut up about it.
Republican Congressman Tim Walberg says he wants Gaza to be treated, quote, like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick. Here's the thing, and I mean this with my whole heart. People that say, Congress people that say shit like that should not have the privilege of living peaceful lives. This man should not be able to go to a restaurant, the gas station, a hotel, home. I don't want him to be able to go home without people harassing him and yelling. Like, this is the least we can do. You are calling for ramping up a genocide. You are calling for families, for people to be wiped off the face of the planet in the most violent way possible. For fucking what? I like this idea that it's like gross to harass politicians at restaurant or whatever. I'm like, no. Do it. They deserve it, because the voting system is fucked up. We write our Congress people, we call them, we protest, they ignore us.
The right wing uses this phrase culture war, and they actually mean it. They actually mean that they think that there's a war between them and everyone else. And if you don't,
they're the ones that are doing it. I mean, we would love for gay people to be able to get married and live in peace. And the right is like, no.
Yes.
And then they're the ones that drum up this crazy, like, you can't drink this beer because gay people drink it, or what. It's fucking so, it goes back to my theory is that everyone needs a hobby.
Well, and every right winger needs psychotherapy. Like, that's the other thing. Like, all these people, like, and this is why they also do hate therapy so much, right wing, mm-hmm. you know, people, because they, it's like religion is sort of like a proto science and a proto psychology. That's actually what it is. And if you're used to the inferior product, and that's the only thing, when somebody comes along and says, hey, this other thing is way better than everything that you've ever known, and it actually works, like, most people will look at, hear that, and they'll be like, holy shit, are you serious? This, I want this. But some people will be like, no, I am used to this. This works for me, and I'm going to, and I don't want it. And like, that's basically, that really is the problem of our society, is that we've got this tiny, like, let's say 30% of people who hate everything about the world that we live in. And and just don't want other people to have a right to exist, whether they're trans or gay or whatever, or, and they have to be politically disempowered. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is not funny.
Sorry. Yeah. It in there. I was like, got super serious. We're both like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But then again, we are talking about a guy calling for genocide, so it's kind of hard to joke about that. Truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not joking when I say, I think he should be taken out at the knees, but I'm not calling for it. I just think it's something that should happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look, and it does highlight, though, that saying of the lesser of two evils, like, there's so many people out there that somehow, and some of that, I doubt sometimes how sincere some of these people online are, because I don't know them, but, you know, they're like, oh, I'm never going to vote for Joe Biden because of Gaza. And it's like, this is the alternative to Joe Biden on Gaza. Yeah, and Trump himself has basically said, Israel should have banned cameras in Gaza and just go in and wipe people out. That's what they should do. And so, like, you don't have to like Biden for his Gaza policies, but it will be so much worse if Trump wins.
Resent.
That's the reality. Yeah, and it sucks.
Realistically, yeah, I hate it. I hate that these are our options. And I can't wait till all the old politicians die. And hopefully younger people, like Gen Z, is really very politically motivated. I mean, they can't read, they can't write in cursive, but they're engaged. And like, we need them, especially, like, there's the, what's his name, Maxwell, who survived the Parkland shooting, and he's in politics now. And a lot of his classmates are, David Hogg is in politics, or in I think he's an activist. And I'm like, all these kids that you allow to be shot at in school are now adults and are now running for office and getting seats. And I love it. I think it's going to be a big shift in another direction. I just hope it's before things are too late. Because I think if Trump gets elected again, which is a pretty good chance that he can win. And I think if he gets elected again, that's the end of the United States as we've known it. And that sounds so dramatic, but it's going to be a fully Christian nation if he takes over, a violent, violent Christian nation.
Yeah. Well, and of course, speaking of somebody who wants that is John Eastman, Donald Trump's lawyer, the guy that came up with the whole fake elector scheme. He, a judge out here in California, said that he needs to have his bar license revoked for engaging in basically putting forward arguments he knew to be false, refusing to verify allegations. And that's pretty obvious that that's what happened. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, he claimed that his allies claimed that He and his allies claimed that Satan was making people hold him to account for his crimes. And the number of people in right-wing politics that are receiving messages from the Lord or whomever on the other side, I don't know what frequency they're tapped into. I don't know anyone on the left who's been receiving messages from the Lord So I don't know if we need to like plug into a phone pole somewhere. I don't know.
What's
I don't
the
know
frequency,
how that works.
Kenneth?
How are you? Yeah. How are you transmitting these messages? Like, how many fillings do you have in your in your mouth?
Hey, I can believe if they they might have an idea on what Satan wants. I can. That one seems a little more possible.
Well, what's funny, what's so funny to me too, is that all these people are getting messages. Meanwhile, the left are the ones that are partaking in ayahuasca ceremonies all the time. I'm like, if anyone's actually seeing God, wouldn't it be somebody on the left? Wouldn't it be me doing mushrooms a couple times a month? Yeah. Why am I not seeing God?
Yeah, you know what? You know what though? I bet money that eventually somebody's going to start introducing shrooms into the evangelical charismatic community. Oh my God, that's going to happen.
I hope they do, because that's, I think they'll chill the happen. Fuck out. I think that they will calm down. Honest to God.
And we just need a few of them to have some overdoses. That would be nice too. I'd be all right with
that. I don't think you can overdose on mushrooms. Well, I mean, I've dosed myself out of the universe for sure before, but I just came away happier and more connected to nature. So,
oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to show me how to do this stuff. I've actually never done it. Mushrooms.
Life changing. Everyone listening, you've got to do mushrooms. Trust me. It curbs. It'll curb. If you have anger issues, it'll fucking curb that. You'll appreciate nature more. You're less mad.
I just feel like I will fall asleep.
You're less angry. No. Mushrooms will keep you awake.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you'll have to show me how it works one of these days. So let's see here. I guess this is turning into a legal podcast, not a comedy news podcast. Sorry, guys. But you know, you didn't know you were signing up for that when you subscribed. So, but hey, and neither one of us are lawyers. So our analysis is top.
But that will not stop me from giving you legal advice.
Hey, you're already giving pharmaceutical advice, Lisa.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so in other legal news, Rudy Giuliani is in bankruptcy proceedings, and he is claiming that he needs to keep his $3.5 million condo and not have it taken away from him because he needs to do his podcast, and he needs that $3.5 million space to do.
Listen,
I'll have to say,
$3.5 million building right now. So I mean, I am in a hotel. I am in an all-inclusive hotel resort. So I could make that argument. I could help him with that.
You need to squat in your room. That's what you can do. Yeah,
I need to get myself actually a $3.5 million condo, and maybe that would just be a tax write-off for me.
Okay. Yeah, and you needed to do a podcast. Like, hey, this is mm-hmm. one Trumper legal argument that I think I can get behind.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds correct to me. I mean, go Rudy. I assume also he has other properties as well. I can't imagine he just has one. Not that Trump was paying him for his legal services, but...
Yeah, well, I think he does have an apartment in New York, which he's already being forced to sell that. But nobody wants to buy it. I mean, yeah, I can only imagine, like, yeah, buying a house that Rudy Giuliani lived in. Like, I feel like it would be filled with all these trap doors and who knows, and like smell like some horrible weird cologne that he owned in 1930s. Nazi Germany or something.
Yeah, I feel like it would be like when somebody cooks meth in their house, you have to tear it down because it soaks into the walls. Mm. And I feel like the humidity coming off of his body, I imagine he's just damp all the time and smells like a combination of a really musky cologne and baby powder. That's my, and I bet that smell is just, just soaked into the walls.
I can see somebody no one wanted to buy that place. So, but it would be interesting who does end up buying. Like, it might be a great place to shoot a New York mob flick. That's about the only person I would imagine wanting to buy that, knowing it was from him.
Yeah, and they'd shake him down and make him sell it for much, much less, which actually, I like that idea.
Yeah, just, although this one isn't.
Excites me.
Yeah. So that we'll see what happens if on this condo that he's got. It's in Florida, but
to lighten things up a bit here as we're closing up, actress Patricia Richardson, who played Jill on Home Improvement, the mother, says Tim Allen has been lying that they are going about having a reboot of the show with the original cast. Mm-hmm. Neither she nor Jonathan Taylor Thomas have even discussed it with Allen, and Wilson is dead. And Zach is in a bunch of legal trouble. And also, Tim Allen just has sucked so hard for so long. I don't understand why he doesn't just wrap it up. He has claimed, and I think I've probably said this on here before, but he's always whining about how he's being iced out of Hollywood because he's a Republican, and we're so judgmental and we don't want to work with the Republican. Meanwhile, he's been the title character of two network sitcoms. I don't think people understand how much network sitcoms pay, especially for the star. He's also starred in multiple movies. Go fucking away. Like, he's for sure got hundreds of millions of dollars and will be getting residuals for the rest of his life. And I don't understand why he would start this lie. Nobody's Home Improvement was a fun show. We don't need it again. We did it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about him is that, like, he's basically played the same character his entire life, which is himself.
Yeah,
like, do we need to see Tim Allen play himself for a third sitcom series? No, we do not.
Yeah, we certainly do not. Not at all. And it's not like this. And is I love of our that he's just brightest.
No, and I love that he's just going around and lying about it, like. And telling people that, because I mean, I guess there must be some people out there that want it to come back, but I just, like, when you watch the, because every once in a while, I don't know, like, I might see it on Netflix, like in the little preview, you know, when you're flipping around or whatever, you know, and you watch it, and she absolutely, Patricia Richardson, like, she was over that character while the show was running. So the idea that she's going to want to do it again is just, but, you know, like, I don't know, like, he must be doing that. I feel like he's doing it just to keep himself in the news, because otherwise,
In no time, he'll be on, like, Adam Carolla's podcast or something, whining about how hard it is to be a Republican in the world. It's like
cancel culture.
I mean, okay, dude, if you're helping to fight against women's reproductive rights and you're helping to keep this many guns in circulation, I actually do want you to be really miserable. I want life to feel unbearable for you. So
it's so miserable making $1 million a year versus $50 million a year. It's
this is the thing too, just so, again, so people can understand how much money a network sitcom pays. None of the rest of the cast is, you don't hear about them working as actors anymore, and you don't hear about them, like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is a famous dentist now. Like, they're just done. They're just done working for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And the show wrapped forever. In the fucking 90s. So it's already been, they've already been coasting on it for 30 years and will continue till the end of time. So yeah, I don't understand the rumor. I'm going to start a rumor that Blossom is coming back. That's what I'm going to do.
And you're Blossom. There you go.
Yeah, this time I'm Blossom.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and I will be the next Indiana Jones. Yes, I'm Blossom, and I will also be the next Indiana Jones. So get ready for that, everyone.
Yeah. Well, and I guess speaking of other Hollywood news, well, sort of, I guess. I'm speaking charitably here. We have Lara Trump, who the Republican co-chair, National Committee co-chair, has also released her, she's following up with another country music song. And everybody loathes it just as much as they did last time. So she came out with a rendition of Anything Is Possible by Debbie Gibson after doing Tom Petty's Won't Back Down. So I'm going to play
Just on record, if Tom Petty were still alive, he would call for a cease and desist. I'm sure his estate probably has.
For sure. All right, so I'm gonna play Lara's song here. Let me rewind it here so we can.
So don't think, just jump. You can't give up. Know that anything is possible. Have faith, believe, just trust, you'll see.
She's had so much plastic surgery. That's I really am noticing that in this screenshot.
I just
I've had my ups and
okay, I can't take it anymore.
The song is so much worse than I thought it was gonna be. I don't understand the effect they're putting on her voice where it sounds like she's underwater. For moments, that's fucking weird.
It's auto-tune. That's auto-tune.
It's really bad.
She is, yeah, and she's yet another example that pretty much everybody in Republican politics is a failed entertainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, I have a theory that basically most of the people who are the villains on reality shows are actually right-wingers. But I don't really watch reality TV anymore. But like I was only coming up with that because there was some right wing sports podcast, and I look at it once in a while by some woman named Charlie Arnault or something. Mm-hmm. She was like doing interviews with this woman that was on Love is Blind or something.
And, of course.
And she was like, people hated me because I was a Republican, and then they made me into the villain. And I was like, maybe you're just the villain because you're an asshole, and that's also why you're a Republican. But I don't know. That's my theory, but I don't watch any of these shows, so people can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you
know. It feels a lot like when they're like, they hate me because I'm Republican. It's like, it feels a lot like when they claim like, oh, Muslims hate us because of our freedoms. It's like, no, they hate us because we're terrorists and we're invading their country and leveling entire cities and wiping out entire bloodlines in the name of democracy or whatever fucking absolute horseshit. It's like, no, you're probably being objectively terrible. You're probably doing something like what my aunt did, taking away the phone from my dying grandmother. It's like,
yeah,
that's why I fucking hate you. It's not, it's not because of a title you've bestowed on yourself.
Yeah. Well, I that's such a hilarious line. Hate us for our freedoms. What the fuck does that mm-hmm. even mean?
That doesn't make any sense. Nobody's paying that much attention to us until we invade their country. And then they're like, hold on.
Well, and if anybody hates people for their freedoms, it's Republicans hating women
100%,
to have the
yeah.
right to control their body or to exist.
Living. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or somebody not believing in religion. Like, that's... Those sound like freedoms that they don't really like. But anyway, I have to say maybe Lara Trump is going to find a way to combine her grift on this song with Truth Social. Like, that's, I don't think anybody else is going to pick this up.
Yeah, God bless. I mean, and when it doesn't get radio play, they're going to claim that they're being blocked by the deep state or there's some kind of left-wing conspiracy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, and it's that all of this is part of an album. That's what this is leading up to.
I love it.
It's coming. All right. Well, that is our last story for the day. And
thank you, everyone, for listening. Oh, this weekend I am in Phoenix, Friday and Saturday. Friday I am at Mic Drop Mania, which is actually Chandler, Arizona. It's like, it's a suburb of Phoenix and it's just barely outside of the city. I have two shows there, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Those are going to be friggin' great. And then Saturday night, I have another show on the opposite end of Phoenix, also in the suburbs. And there's not a venue name. It's like kind of a semi-secret show situation. And it's at 1902 West Palm Lane in Phoenix, 85009. So come to that. Come to the club show. Come to both. I'll do different sets. Come to everything and say hi.
There you go. All right. And then everybody make sure to follow at Doom Scroll Show on all the places. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. See you next week.